All right. Each and every Wednesday at this time, we chop it up with our Texas Longhorns insider, Chip Brown of Horns247.com. And our weekly chats with Chip are brought to you by our great friends at Cover 3, the best sports bar in town. C. Breezy, what's going on, man?
What's happening, fellas?
It's that time, Chip. We got people talking. We got SEC coaches getting together. When will the fight start? I need to see when the throwdowns happen at the hotel rooms. That's got to be close at hand. I'm ready for some action, man.
Seems like we're getting closer. You know, Lane Kiffin is always in the middle of the storm. And if you listen to Steve Sarkisian and Kirby Smart, you know, they're on a group text together, all the coaches. And it's Lane who's always the one kind of keeping things interesting on the text thread with the other coaches. But now we got, you know, Pete Golding, the new head coach at Ole Miss, who Steve Sarkisian wanted to hire as his defensive coordinator when he first got the job at Texas, but Nick Saban said no. Now we've got some sparks flying between you know, Golding and Sarkisian talking about basket weaving at Ole Miss. So yeah, I mean, the SEC meetings are always interesting. And I'm sure, you know, when they get together in Destin, it'll be some more, you know, new wrinkles, new chapters.
And Destin's such a nice place, beautiful, pristine beaches. I don't know since they've had a couple of different hurricanes here, but I remember going to Destin and the beaches were unbelievable. It's just such a nice place to just chill out. And now to bring all those SEC coaches to that place, look out, the fireworks around there. I mean, that's going to be fun. Now, will you attend those meetings when they're there, Chip? Do you go there?
You know what? My daughter is graduating from high school that week, so Eric Henry is going this year to the SEC meetings in Destin. And you're right. It is beautiful there. Wow. Like, my wife loves going to Destin because
yes, indeed,
white sandy beaches.
Oh, and yeah, man.
Great crab and seafood. Mm. Yeah.
We need a celebrity death match to come back and get like Pete Golden and Lane Kiffin in the ring together. That would be fantastic. Chip, we were talking about Arch Manning before you came on, and you know, Athlon Sports, they interview anonymous SEC coaches every year and get their thoughts on each team around the league, and some differing opinions on Arch Manning, but just would love to get your thoughts. Number one, a bit of a health update for Arch Manning. We saw some pictures earlier this week about him in Louisiana with a couple of Texas wide receivers getting some work in. Just kind of how you feel about Arch Manning as he enters his second year as the starting quarterback at the University of Texas.
Well, first, on that foot injury, that was a nagging injury that occurred or was aggravated when he ran for that 15-yard touchdown against A&M 2 years ago at Kyle Field. And it just kind of kept recurring. And so he said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and get this fixed. And so he's great as far as, you know, that foot surgery that he had. It was considered minor. It's, you know, I'm not going to get into the specifics, but it's kind of that outside bone that there can be a stress fracture in it. They reinforced it and he should be good to go there. As far as who he is as a quarterback, I think he's night and day different from where he was a year ago. And I thought it was really interesting that Steve Sarkisian said Arch really did not become the leader until the second half of last season, because he had, you know, he said he wanted to earn that right to lead, because he hadn't done anything yet at that point, even though he started a couple games and looked good in them as a backup to Quinn Ewers. And we all know there were the struggles early in the year. He had to get out of his own head. I mean, the simple passes he missed against Ohio State, the, 10 in a row that he missed against UTEP, and heard boos at DKR for the first time. And then, you know, he got pounded at Florida, and we had the article come out 3 days later from the New York Times questioning if he was the first flop in college football. Like, that was the moment where it was all coming down on him. And what happens? He doesn't miss a snap of practice going into the OU game. He plays really well against OU. Obviously, Steve Sarkisian tailored the offense, you know, went from, you know, trying to throw vertical when he didn't have the offensive line, which he was still trying to do against Florida unsuccessfully, but he changed it, went to a quicker passing game against OU. It worked. They won. And he started to get his confidence back. I think where we really saw Arch take off, though, was in the fourth quarter against Mississippi State. And, you know, with the help of a roughing the passer call and obviously a Ryan Niblett punt return that was enormous, Arch made some key throws in that fourth quarter against Mississippi State. And then he gets concussed on the first play of overtime. And you're like, uh-oh, is he going to be out? No, he comes back, plays one of his best games of the year against Vanderbilt, you know, completed 76% of his passes, 3 touchdowns, no picks. And the defense kind of caved in and allowed that game to get closed. But Arch played great. And I think his confidence went straight up from that point on. And now he is the leader. He's the vocal leader. He's, you know, going up and talking to guys privately, seeing how they're doing. You know, he's just things that he was not doing last year, he's totally doing this year. And I think he knows he can play at this level. That 35-yard touchdown run against A&M was huge. The 2 touchdown runs against Michigan. Like, he can do it all. And against Michigan, he had to be Superman. I mean, that was a closer game than people remember. It was a one possession game in the fourth quarter, and he broke it open. And so I think that was really big for him. And I think when you talk to other coaches, the way he came out of that, because all the pressure in the world was on him, people were ready to watch him fall and not get up. For him to come through that, really, there's some scar tissue there now that's going to toughen his skin, toughen him up, that I think is going to serve this football team really well in 2026.
You know, I think people love to have, you know, everybody likes, if you're a teammate, you love to have the golden boy on your team, you know, but what you want to see is the golden boy go through some adversity, and how does he handle that to really bring everybody together? And I think everybody saw that last year. And as you said, there were so many people that were wanting, I don't know if they were wanting him to fail, but they were waiting for him to fail. And they were going to stretch it out, and they thought that maybe in the second half he would still have a bunch of failures, but he didn't. I mean, the golden boy became golden to his teammates. And I think that's even more so important when you're not having things go your way and you show people how you come through that adversity. That was probably the most important. That's why it's just a team right now, because The golden boy, it just didn't get handed to him. It was there for him. He took it and he got punched in the face a few times, but he bounced right back.
And think about his own self-awareness. Like, he knew coming out of Isidore Newman in New Orleans, a private school where his brother was his center. His brother is smaller than he is. He knew he needed time. So he picks Texas, where they have a quarterback, where he can learn. He wants to play in a pro-style offense, Steve Sarkisian. He's patient. He waits. And then he goes through it. You know, not many guys are going to have to go make their, you know, right, first start as the guy at Ohio State when Ohio State is a national championship contender again. And it was a 14-7 game. Now, he played terrible by his own admission, but, you know, Steve Sarkisian didn't help him a ton either down at the goal line, first and goal from the 9, and they don't come away with a point. You know, I think Arch, he takes it on himself. He's always going to blame himself. And now we're starting to hear some swagger from him. Whereas before, when he was going through it in the first half of last season, he's like, I got to play better. I got to play better. I got to play better. And now you're hearing him say, you know, we got dudes. We can move the football. And I think he's just a totally different player. Like, I was not comfortable with Texas as a national title contender going into last year because they had lost 10 guys who were keeping contributors on offense alone. And you know, Arch was playing with four new starters on the offensive line, new guys at receiver, new tight end, blah, blah, blah. Now, because of what he's been through, because of the fire that he's been through, the toughening up of his, you know, mental game, I feel a lot better about Texas going into this season than I did going into last season.
Now, do you, Chip, do you feel that, I know there's positions that obviously need to get better. We know the offensive line, because we can always say that. What is it that really has to get better with this football? Does the head coach have to get better? I mean, we're talking about a guy who's been around football a long time now, who's had success, who's had failures, who's now had success again. Does this guy have to get better? I mean, this year, is this one of those years where who knows when another Arch Manning will come along, but it's Texas. Expectations are going to be high the following year and the following year. I mean, what is it that he has to do much better than he's done, even last year?
You know, it's hard to find a lot of you know, mistakes that Sarkisian has made in terms of building the program. His plan to get bigger in the trenches, faster on the outside, that's mm-hmm. worked. But when they've had opportunity, there have been deficiencies in the red zone offense. I mean, you know, the first and goal from the one against Ohio State in the college football playoff semifinal ends in disaster. Again, first and goal from the nine against Ohio State, first drive of the second half, fourth and goal from the one, he goes for it and tries to rush, like catching Ohio State off guard. Ohio State knew that play was coming.
Yeah, more situational stuff with him.
Situational stuff. So what does Sarkisian do? He goes and gets two running backs who can make you miss in a phone booth so that if the blocking's there or not, these guys have a chance to go make a play.
Sure.
And he goes and gets Cam Coleman, who's going to totally change how defenses play Texas and should open things up underneath, including to the backs in the passing game, both of whom are really good receivers. So there's no question Texas went all in. I mean, they went all in. They know it could be Arch Manning, Colin Simmons, Cam Coleman's last year of college football, and they want to make a run. This is a big window for Texas right now.
Yeah. Chip Brown of Horns247.com joining us here on Bucky and BK, and our Chop It Up with Chip, trademark pending. It's brought to you by our friends at Cover 3. Chip, you had a great insider piece last week where you talked to a bunch of people who covered a lot of the Texas transfers who they added this offseason. I want to encourage everybody to go to Horns247.com and check that out. You don't need to talk about every player, but maybe one nugget, one fact, one thing that you learned about one of the Texas additions that really stood out to you and maybe changes the way you feel about that player here in 2026.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, the Rutgers, you know, folks were not as crazy about Bo Masco as maybe, you know, some would think. I think he's going to be in the two deep for sure. And I think he and Kobe Black are having a good battle out there. But the guy, you know, who you just love already is Raheem Biles. I mean, the guy, this guy just makes stuff happen, and he's done it since, you know, early high school football, blocking punts, you know, as a safety, as a linebacker, as a receiver, as a running back. This guy is just a football player. And obviously, you know, everyone's going to talk about Cam Coleman and what a freak he is. And he is. I mean, go out to YouTube, watch Cam Coleman's highlight reel. His touchdown catches are amazing. He's got guys draped all over him. Sometimes you can't even tell how he can see the ball to reel it in for touchdowns. But you know, Raheem Biles is a guy who I'm probably as excited about him and Raleigh Brown. I mean, I love how angry he runs the football, how much fun he has. And I think that was another, you know, blurb from Chris Cartman, who covered him at Arizona State, just how he keeps things light. You know, he's the guy that's going to make practice fun and, you know, bring some of that juice that Quintrevion Weisner brought to this football team that everyone is concerned about, you know, losing his leadership in the transfer portal. So I think, you know, Raleigh Brown is a guy, Raheem Biles, for sure. And then, you know, Sterling Burkhalter, I'll say again, I think that was a really sneaky, important pickup because he played in Steve Sarkisian's offense a year ago at Wake Forest. He had a great spring. Like they were through the first half of spring, he was probably the best receiver Texas had because Cam Coleman was still trying to learn the offense and Burkhalter helped him with it because he played, you know, under Rob Ezell's offense at Wake Forest. Rob Ezell was an assistant to Sark at Alabama. And so that was a really good pickup in case something happens to Cam Coleman or Ryan Wingo. You've still got that big 6'3", you know, 200-pound receiver who can make plays. So yeah, those are a few.
Chip, Hollywood Smothers, is he a tough kid? Is he one of those in between the tackle guys? I mean, he's only what, 205 maybe. I mean, is he physically gifted enough guy to make things move the pile? Is he that type of runner?
That's my question too. You know, Buck, I watch his film and he's a talented runner and he can catch the football. You know, I'm eager to see what Hollywood Smothers is all about because there are some people who are like, I'm all in on Hollywood Smothers. I'm a little more all in on Raleigh Brown.
Yes.
And Raleigh Brown as a return guy too, I think is going to be exciting. But that's my question about Hollywood Smothers. I mean, look, he averaged 6 yards a carry. He's doing something right. But I'm eager to see how tough he is and, yes, you know, the yards after contact and that kind of thing.
Do they have to have a specialist for third down or is it a guy that he stays in the game for that third and one and a half? Are they substituting for him or that's the kind of stuff I want to know. All of a sudden he's got to come out of the game. Now you got to bring another running back in to let everybody know that it's going to that dude instead.
Right. That's my question too. And I'm not 100% sold. You know, after watching his film, it's, you know, he had an unbelievable game, I think against Louisville last year, if I'm not mistaken, but you know, is it game in and game out? Is it play in and play out? Because obviously he was a really, you know, Alabama wanted him and had him, thought they had him. And then he decommits and commits to Texas. Last year he had 164 yards on 24 carries against Wake Forest. And you know, that was his biggest, that was the most carries he had and the most yards he had. And, you know, Wake Forest was 8-5. So, you know, but he had 21 carries against Florida State and only 84 yards. You know, so I want to see it. I want to see it against elite competent because I know he can, you know.
I'm making Chip freeze up.
She's getting nervous around you.
But I want to see it from Hollywood Smothers.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I think we got you now. We lost you for a second. I'm
eager to see what Hollywood Smothers can do, you know, the tough yards. Cause I think Derek Cooper could end up being your short yardage guy.
Yeah. I got a feeling that if everything everybody's talks about that big body, then I don't care if everybody knows he's coming in the game and what he's coming in the game to do, just do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think he's a guy who looks like he can drag people along with him, drag defenders along with him.
Awesome.
Chip Brown, Horns247.com, joining us here on Bucky and BK, our weekly conversations with Chip, brought to you by Cover 3. Chip, a softball question. The Longhorns, you know, playing their best softball of the year at the perfect time. Obviously winning the SEC tournament, going 3-0 in Lexington, and then sweeping through the Austin Regional in dominant fashion this past weekend. It's not Texas and Texas A&M. The Aggies were too scared, so they lost to Arizona State, but your thoughts on how Mike White's squad is playing and also this upcoming Super Regional matchup against the Sun Devils?
Yeah, I mean, you look at Tegan Kavan. I mean, what a stud she is, because, I mean, Mike White just relies on her so much, and she just keeps coming through. So you feel really good about Tegan Kavan. Obviously, Caden Henry's on fire. She goes 7-for-12 in the regional, hits a home run. Katie Stewart hits two more home runs. She's up to 27 now, school record, single season home run record, SEC player of the year. And then Reese Atwood showed up, hit back-to-back, you know, hit home runs in back-to-back games for the first time in 2 months. And that is what Mike White's been waiting for. He's been waiting for Reese Atwood to ignite at the plate. She's excellent defensive catcher. Johnny Bench Award winner, is the best, you know, college catcher in 2025. But her bat, they need her bat. And the fact that she hit two home runs in, you know, back-to-back games is a big deal, because Arizona State is no joke. Arizona State, I know they finished sixth in the Big 12, and it's easy to kind of dismiss them, but that would be a mistake, because they're hot too. And they have a pitcher in Kenzie Brown, who's very similar to Tegan Kavan, who has an excellent rise ball, can move it, has a great changeup and a drop ball. And when you have those three pitches, you can confuse batters and make them look silly. And they're getting hot at the plate. So I think this is going to be a really good test for Texas. Because we talked about how when they went to the SEC tournament, they were supposed to play Tennessee, then Tennessee got beat. They're supposed to play OU, then OU got beat. And now they beat Alabama and beat them handily and won the tournament, and that was great. They didn't face much competition this past weekend. Wisconsin was out ziplining and, you know, going on boat cruises. And they pounded Baylor already earlier in the year. I think this is going to be a really good challenge for Texas. Don't lose the first game, because last year they lost the first game to Clemson. And then Clemson had runners on second and third in the bottom of the eighth inning with no outs.
Yeah.
And Tegan Kavan got a strikeout, a line out, and a ground out. And then Texas ultimately won that thing in 10 innings. But they were this close to being eliminated at home last year in the Super Regional.
Yeah, I'll never forget that. They were on the thinnest of ice and somehow found a way to get it done. Is that true? Wisconsin was like zip lining and on boats before.
Yeah, their coach was like, hey, we're going to go do Texas. So
it's not very warm in Wisconsin this time of year.
Yeah. They went to Lake Austin. They went zip lining. They went to Broken Spoke.
There you go. That's right. They were line dancing.
They were line dancing.
Yeah.
Where was I last weekend? What was I doing? They might not be interested in me if you catch my drift. Last thing, Chip, before we let you go real quick. How you holding up, man? You still heartbroken from – I'm not going to ask about your Pistons. I'm going to ask about Texas men's tennis here. I was locked in to both. You know, the TCU match on Saturday was awesome, and then obviously the heartbreak against Virginia on Sunday. Your thoughts on Texas men's tennis coming up just a tad bit short of a national title.
Yeah, that I knew when they beat TCU, because Sebastian Gorzny is the central figure for Texas. He's the number one singles player. He played at TCU. He clinched the national championship for TCU against Texas in 2024. Then he transfers to Texas. He's from Austin. And here he is against TCU. It comes down to his match. He fended off 5 match points and won. And I was like, man, it better not come down to him in the final because the guy just gave you everything he had and it came down to him. And I really thought that, and it's a lot to ask because Texas had a freshman at number two, a guy named Colin Ivanovsky, who's been really good, but he also had a three-set marathon to help Texas get past TCU. And he just didn't have it. I thought he was a guy who, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda won his match. And so it came down to, you know, Sebastian Gorzny at number one, and he's playing the number one ranked singles player in the country. And he was up 3-1 in the third set. He was up a break, and then he lost 40 all deciding points in back-to-back games, and it just took the life out of him. But great season for Texas tennis. They were obviously this close to winning a national championship. They won the indoor nationals, and they won the SEC regular season and SEC tournament, you know, for a second straight year. So great season. You hate it when it comes down to being that close for a national title because you'll never get over it. You'll always remember it. It'll wake you up at night. But great, great season. And Virginia is legit. So,
You know, Chip, we got an opportunity last week to meet the new analyst at for football coach. Was it Coach Gonzalez?
Yeah.
Really? Billy Gonzalez.
Boy, that's really going to be – that's he seems like a go-getter and matched up. You know, he and Chris Jackson are good friends. And to have that wide receiver group that may have another guy like that, a young guy like that that's kind of got that kind of spunk to him, I think that's going to be awesome for them, especially with so many newcomers in that room.
Yeah, Billy Gonzalez is a guy who has been a receivers coach at a high level.
Yeah.
You know, this is like what Steve Sarkisian's doing, what Nick Saban did in terms of collecting coaches. You know, you've got Mark Stoops and Billy Gonzalez. And, you know, he's got guys on that staff who've been in high-level assistant coaching positions. You know, some head coaching positions. He had Neil Brown last year, Gary Patterson, and Paul Chris before that. I always love it when head coaches want to bring in talented guys and don't think that they're the smartest guy in the room.
Yeah, like
they want to bring in more. I want more perspective. And I think that has benefited Steve Sarkisian, and it shows that he's a guy who can, you know, handle having high octane guys around him.
Sure.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah. Agreed. Billy Gonzalez, 54. You're calling him young, but I guess compared to you, Buck, 54 is pretty young.
Yeah. Everybody's young compared to me.
He looks young too. You know, he's,
yeah, he does, man. He's good. He seems like the kind of guy to bring a lot of energy to a room that's got a lot of new faces in there, along with Chris Jackson. That's one of those rooms. When you have that many talented wide receivers, as you said, and you're talking about guys coming from different places, you need to have that other perspective. And that sounds like it's going to be great for them.
Yeah, that is the most talented room on the team.
Yes.
And I'm fascinated to see how Sarkisian's going to handle it because, you know, we talked about the slot receiver position where you have Emmett Mosley, Dalen McCutcheon, and Jermaine Bishop. I mean, those are three dudes who can go win for you right now. And how do you juggle their playing time?
Yes.
It's going to be.
Because they want, those dudes want playing time. They're wide receivers.
Yeah.
They need to play. That's what they're going to tell you. They're open and they need to play.
I'm open. I'm always open.
Always open.
Throw it to me.
I'm 7-11, always open. Chip, great stuff as always, my friend. Really appreciate your time. Horns247.com. What shameless plug here for the website? What's going on?
Oh, yeah. Horns247.com. Become an annual member so that you get VIP access to all the team sites on the preeminent 24/7 sports network, and you get that Paramount Plus subscription. So that you're not paying for UFC fights, you're watching Landman, all the great shows. They've even got, you know, they had all the PGA Championship coverage over the weekend.
Yeah.
Some guy I've never heard of winning the tournament, you know, but hey, it was fascinating coverage.
Yeah. The OJ impersonator, Aaron Rye, with those two black gloves, get the job done. You're the man, Chip. We'll talk next week, sir.
Appreciate you, fellas. Talk next week.
Buddy.
Yes, sir. There he goes. The great Chip Brown, Horns247.com. Our Longhorns Insider, our Chop It Up with Chip segment brought to you by Cover 3, the best sports bar in town, right there off of Anderson Lane, just east of Mopac. Tons of TVs, the great drinks, the great people who work at Cover 3, too. It's a real family atmosphere, and they make you feel like you're a part of the fam when you're there. And the food, that's what separates Cover 3 from other sports bars around town and around the world. Usually when you think of sports bars, you don't think about the food. You're like, well, I'm going to watch a game, but I'm not going to really enjoy what I'm eating. Not the case with Cover 3. Their food is absolutely fantastic. They've got something for everyone. I always talk about the brick chicken mac and cheese. That, I think, is my favorite item on the menu. The Sean Adams prime rib sandwich is fantastic. I know Chip talks about that one all the time. Their burgers are ridiculously good. Seriously, it's bar food elevated at Cover 3. Go see them. It's Cover 3, dining, spirits, sports.
Yes, indeed.
All right, before we get to anything else that we've got planned, we'll give a few more thoughts on this Spurs-Thunder game two tonight, plus some NFL headlines to dive into, and then the BBK news as well. Before anything else, though, Buck, how about another round of sponsor shout-outs?
Shout out to our friends over at Relax the Brack. They embrace a holistic approach for a healthier lifestyle based on 35 years of proven expertise. And yes, this week my back couldn't be happier. And thank goodness I am in my Relax the Back chair. Feels absolutely fantastic, and you can feel the absolute same. Head on over to their two locations and find out what you can use to help your neck, your shoulders, your thoracic, your lumbar area, adjustable mattress sets, Tempur-Pedic pillows, of course, zero gravity recliners. They've got it all at Relax the Back. One location, the Hill Country Galleria right across the street from Whole Foods, and in North Austin at the Gateway Shopping Center across from the Container Store. Live pain-free like the Buck at Relax the Back.
Yes, indeed. Love Relax the Back. Also, a shout-out to AV Consultations.
Yes.
You want to upgrade your home TV setup? Of course you want to upgrade your home TV setup. Come on. Make your home the place to be. Yeah, for friends. Yeah, for family, but really for yourself. Get you that big screen TV. Get you that home theater room so you can watch all the sports and also all the movies and all the TV shows whenever you want. Get you those surround sound speakers. How about a golf simulator in your home? AV Consultations can hook you up with all of those things. They've been hooking up Central Texas since 1988, coming up on four decades of installing and, well, I should say designing and installing the best custom audiovisual automation systems in the world. Don't buy a TV and then call AV Consultations. Now you're wasting your time. You are wasting your money. Call on them. They will hook you up. Indoor setups, outdoor setups, all around the house. They've got your back. Plus, they do commercial as well. You know, those Pluckers restaurants, all the TVs done there. Done by AV Consultations. That's the kind of work that these guys can do. 512-255-8678. That's their phone number, or you can find them online at avconsultations.com.
Yeah, thank the folks at Early Bird. Knees feel fantastic after a big round of golf. Did a lot of walking in the humidity yesterday. Back is the way my back always is, and thank you to Relax the Back and Early Bird Gummies. But my knees, after walking around yesterday, BK, feel fantastic. And these, I put, you know, I put three drops in, by the way.
Nice.
It was a three-dropper morning, so I put three drops in there and felt great yesterday coming off the course after guys are yelling at me, hey, get in a cart, you old man. That's why we have a cart. You don't need to be walking around. So I got to get my steps in there, young dudes, and I did, and I feel great this morning. Man, that stuff really works for me when it comes to pain. I wish I need to get a couple of those and get rid of this backache, but I was looking for knee pain because I knew I'd be walking around, and it worked for my knees. It always has since I started taking it.
So how about this? We talk about our promo code all the time, Bucky. But we've got a Memorial Day sale going on at earlybirdcbd.com. If you use the code SUMMERTIME, you're going to get 20% you're going to get 20% off site-wide. That's cool. But how about 50% off drops? Yeah. 50% off drops at earlybirdcbd.com. They're marking them way down. It's the lowest price they have offered. Look, drops are new. It's the lowest price they ever will offer for these drops. So if you're thinking about it, what's this going to do for me? Should I try? This is the perfect time. Look, Bucky and I are both in. We've got friends. We've got family in on these as well. I think my mom takes early bird every night before going to bed to help her sleep. And seriously, we tell the people we love to use yes. early bird. We love y'all. We're telling you to use early bird as well. But take advantage of that great sale. I think it starts later today. Earlybirdcbd.com. Half off drops. The promo code summertime. They've got you covered. And like the Buck said, just drop a few of these into a water, a sparkling water, a juice, a coffee, an alcoholic beverage, whatever. And, you know, one thing I like about the Early Bird CBD is, like, if you are drinking, you just drop this into your drink, you get a good feeling, a euphoric feeling. And I end up spending a lot less money at the bar because I need a lot less drink to feel good. That's the beauty of the Early Bird CBD right there. Get you some summertime. Take advantage of those great sales. They only last through Monday, through the Memorial Day holiday. So now is your time to take advantage. Earlybirdcbd.com.
Yeah, I'm very pleased with it because, you know, there have been in my past, other anything with THC, BK would keep me just amused and goofy for a long, long stretch. I mean, long stretches, but you know, because I got a drive to go play golf when I take this, I felt perfect. I felt just fine. I don't have that, you know, dazed out feeling where, you know, I'm concentrating pretty good. And then after the round, I get home safely. I don't have that weird feeling, but there've been other stuff with THC in it. That's just, I'm just a, speaking of a drone, I'm just like hanging out in midair doing nothing.
Don't be a drone.
Don't be a drone is for sure.
Fly drone. Don't be a drone.
Yes.
I like that.
Thank goodness.
Buck, we haven't done this segment in a while, and that's on me. We really could do this every single day with some of the crazy stories that we have going on. How about a little where are we at in college sports today?
Oh, my goodness.
Where are we at in society today?
Thank you, Coach.
Where are we at?
And we could really take this in a million different directions, but a story, really a couple of stories that popped up yesterday involving LSU basketball really caught my attention. So LSU made a coaching change atop their men's basketball program. Don't worry, your girl Kim Mulkey is still there for the ladies.
Yes, as long as they have basketball there, she will be there.
As long as the earth is turning, Kim Mulkey will be coaching women's hoops and scaring the hell out of me, but attracting you for some reason.
Yes, indeed.
Can't figure that one out. Well, Will Wade is the coach at LSU. He was actually the coach at LSU for 5 years. He got fired by LSU in 2022 after an investigation revealed he was illegally paying players. This is
for cause. For cause.
Pre-NIL, similar to what happened to Sean Miller at Arizona, right? Like, he got caught paying players. The school decided to fire him. And, well, it worked out pretty well for Texas there. Will Wade back at LSU. He was at NC State this past season. Texas beat NC State in the first four. So yesterday, LSU signed two players. I'd say, all right, what's the big deal? It's the offseason. This is the time to build your roster. Both of the guys that they signed were either drafted or signed by NBA teams in the past. One of them is RJ Lewis Jr., two-time first-team All-Big East player at St. John's. He was the Big East Player of the Year at St. John's in 2025. He played in five NBA games this season. Five of them. And he just signed to play college basketball at LSU for next season.
Yeah, when does the madness stop, y'all?
Oh, but wait, there's more. The other guy that LSU added yesterday, Salu Niang, also signed with the Tigers. He was drafted by the Cleveland Cavaliers in last year's NBA draft. He hasn't played in the NBA, but he's been playing overseas professionally, and his rights are already owned by the Cleveland Cavaliers. That is now five players this offseason. Two yesterday, but five total that LSU has at least gained a commitment from a player who's either linked to an NBA team or has played internationally at the professional level.
We're just going to stretch the rules to just about the very edge of where they really can be stretched. Or we're going to find out, are we breaking rules or is this okay?
How is that legal? RJ Lewis played in the NBA this year. He played in the NBA 5 games, and now he can play college basketball.
Maybe he knows the governor of Louisiana.
Hello, can the Longhorns get Dylan Harper to suit up next year?
Wow.
How about Cooper Flagg? Is Coop available for a few games? Can we make that happen? What are we doing?
I don't know. It's that's why I say your boy Sorsby is not playing. We've already hit the limits. We've passed the limits.
This is worse than what Sorsby did.
Yeah, this is
it's not like Sorsby played a game for the Cowboys last year and he's like, oh no, yeah, I want to go to Texas Tech now.
I didn't blow a game for the Cowboys, no.
Right. Yeah, they blow them on their own. Thank you very much. So, I mean, the rules are laid out as clear as can be. At least to me, they're as clear as can be. Players who sign NBA contracts are not allowed to play college basketball. And players can't leave college basketball, go through the draft, and then come back. Remember,
I thought that was a rule.
Nate Oates at Alabama, this happened last year with the Crimson Tide with Charles Bediako.
Right.
You know, he came back to the Tide midseason, actually played a couple of games for Alabama as the legal process was going on. But eventually, thankfully, they're like, no, you can't play. This is ridiculous. You're ineligible. So I don't know if this is going to work for LSU, but it clearly isn't stopping them from brazenly attempting to get around these rules via lawsuit, the same way Sorsby is at Texas Tech.
Is this dude like Roman Campus now?
Who's that?
The player?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where he is
on
now.
Campus. Is he taking summer classes or something?
Sounds like he's trying to get enrolled at LSU to play.
My God.
So I assume they're going to do what Tech is doing, where you just file in a state court and get a local judge who likes LSU. And, you know, it's crazy. The rules are cut and dry. I just read them. But I can't confidently say that RJ Lewis is not going to be able to play next year because, well, all you have to do is sue the NCAA and you've got a shot to get whatever you want. To hell with the rules.
You just got to be a bunch of dudes. Get your boys together and say, hey, we want to be the governing body of college sports. Would you like to have us? Somebody will say, sure, we'd like to. We don't have anybody else. Can I take your poker night guys and get them together and let them be the governing body?
What about the Texas Cheaters? You and your boys are going to take over college sports here.
Why not?
I mean,
there's no rules.
They also added a guy this offseason, they being LSU, who was drafted in 2020. He hasn't played in the NBA, but he was literally an NBA draft pick during the pandy.
Wow.
I mean,
what's he Lil like, Wade. 37 years old? I mean, what are these guys? Are they getting to play in their 30s now?
Will Wade, have some shame, Will.
No.
Right?
That guy is filthy.
He knows he's breaking the rules. This is not, oh, I found a loophole. This is, I know I'm breaking the rules, but I think I can convince this judge in my state to sue and get me what I want. I don't care about the game. I don't care about the integrity of the game. I don't care about,
what about this the institution that they're working. What about is there anybody smart? I know LSU. I'm not going to give her any credit for that now, but my goodness, is there anybody on that campus that's an adult that can say, this is probably a violation. We're not going to do that at the university.
It seems like no one cares. They just want to win. That's what college sports, and LSU is not the only school doing this. I mean, right now, Will Wade is doing this, I think, worse than anybody else. But we need to win. Who cares about the rules? We want to get what we want. We want to win.
He just got fired for this crap a couple years ago.
I know. Well, different crap. But, yeah, funny enough, by the same school, he got fired for breaking the rules. And here he is intentionally breaking the rules and making it obvious that he is.
Man, what a group.
Where does this stop? Where does this stop?
Don't try to fool me with student athlete ever again.
Well,
I will not be fooled by that.
Steve Sarkisian, he might have had the wrong school. He called out Lane Kiffin's old place of employment. Maybe it's his new place of employment that's doing basket weaving.
Yeah. You don't even have to weave the basket. You just have to show up. You can go to Michael's and get a basket.
No way someone who's played in the NBA is going back to college to take classes. There's no chance. I mean, it has to be. There's no way he's actually taking classes.
You don't have to take it. You just have to be enrolled in school.
Yeah. We will enroll you in school and we will have somebody else take your classes. Or we'll just tell the professors, hey, we'll pay you off. you could be a part of our NIL budget too. We'll pay you. Just give this guy a C and here we go.
Damn, what happened to the good old days when I could? I wonder if I'd have tried to do these things. Hell yeah, I would have. Man, what happened to the good old days? I had to go to class. Dude, I had to get up and go to class. I had to walk the steps and go and walk in the snow in Boston. Man, oh man, you don't have to do anything now. You just got to be enrolled. Hey, are you enrolled in class? No, but I'm enrolled in school. I'm not enrolled in any classes.
Yeah, you had to go uphill both ways back in the day, didn't you?
It was horrible.
It's insane. And that's, look, the NCAA, they could have gotten in front of this, so I don't ever feel too much empathy towards them. But, like, the predicament that they're in is they're just constantly under siege from schools and players that think the rules – and lawyers that think the rules should apply to everybody else but them. Like, no, we don't want the rules to change. We just want, like, us to be able to get away with it. We're going to sue you until you let us do that. It's not like Will Wade is out here like, we need to allow this to happen all over the country. It's like, no, we like the rules, just they're not going to apply here.
Gosh.
So welcome to college sports in 2000.
He's not afraid. I know one thing. He's not afraid of the university, and he's not afraid of losing his job.
No, I mean, they're not going to fire him already. They just hired him again. It's crazy.
5 games in the NBA, he wants to come back to college and play.
That's where we're at right now. Welcome again. College sports, amazing, amazing. We really should bring this segment back every single day. I feel like it's not going to be hard to find a story like this. Yeah. So there you go. All right, we will get to the BBK news in a moment. Speaking of hilarious college sports related stories. Before we do that, Buck, a quick final round of sponsor shout outs.
Some of our friends over at Woods Comfort System, 70 years in Central Texas, folks, heating, air conditioning, and now they do plumbing. Yeah, it was a little cool this morning. Maybe your heat popped on. Mine's did not need it to, didn't want it to. But folks, you're going to need that air conditioning working properly. Call in the technicians at Woods Comfort System. They've been doing a great job. And now they do plumbing, folks, also. Indoor and outdoor plumbing. Trust in them to do your plumbing.
Uh-oh.
Nobody does it better.
You're on the Chip Brown internet plan today, it appears, sir. Where you're freezing and fading in and out.
I'm sorry about that.
That's not nobody. Your fault. Oh, no.
Did I freeze up on you again? I can see my mouth moving.
Yeah, nah. Now you're good. It's in and out. Like the crappy burgers, it's in and out, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, that's a bad burger. I've tried that, BK. I tried that once, and I was a once and done with that group.
Get yourself to Hat Creek and thank us later. Goodness. All right, shout out to Altstadt Beer, the best beer that you could find all throughout the world. But, hey, we're lucky enough to have it right here in the great state of Texas. Brewed locally in Fredericksburg, easy to find for all of your sports watching and for all of your summertime activities. You need a great beer by your side. Altstadt is my choice. It should be yours as well. They've got a bunch of different brews, something for every beer drinker out there. The Altstadt Brewery was named Brewery of the Year in the state of Texas back in February. So if you're looking for a great place to go to spend a day or just to spend a few hours on a trip down to the Hill Country, check out the Altstadt Brewery. But part of the reason why they won that award is because their beers won a bunch of awards all the time. Nobody brews a better beer than Altstadt. Trust me, one sip and y'all won't go back to the other beers that you've been drinking in the past. It is Altstadt beer, no impurities, no regrets. All right. Also, ATX Indoor Golf Club. I'm rocking one of their lids.
I like that hat.
Today. Got to get you one of these. Got to get you out to the golf club.
I like that lid. That's nice. I like that there emblem.
290 in Mopac. Looking for a place to play golf. It's supposed to rain pretty much every day this week. You want to get some hacks in. You can rent a bay anytime at ATX Indoor Golf Club. All right. The BBK news here today. This is almost a where are we at in college football today kind of story, Buck. Congrats are in order to former college football coach Tommy Tuberville.
Yeah, he won his race yesterday, didn't he?
He won the Republican nomination for Alabama governor. He is a current U.S. senator in the state of Alabama who is running for governor. He entered politics back in 2020, and he is now going to be up for governor in the state of Alabama. And considering he's a Republican and we're talking about Alabama, I feel like he is going to be the next governor of the Yellowhammer State.
Now, is he, this is the same dude that left a recruit, went to dinner or something and left and didn't come back or something?
Yes, that was during his time at Texas Tech.
Texas Tech. Oh, that was in his short stint at Texas Tech.
Yeah, he left a recruiting visit to, I believe, take a job at Cincinnati. I think that's the story. He literally like left to go on a phone or to get on a phone to take a call, and he accepted a job at a different school while he was having dinner with a recruit for Texas Tech.
That is too funny.
Perfect for politics, isn't he?
It's just perfect.
Slime ball like this, that is absolutely perfect. So,
oh my goodness.
Yeah, the Republican nominee for Alabama governor is Tommy Tuberville. Amazing, amazing. Yeah, coached at Ole Miss, was the head coach at Auburn, the head coach at Tech, and then the head coach at Cincinnati. And had a lot of solid years. I mean, coached for almost three decades in college football.
Yeah, he was at Auburn for quite a while. I mean, I think it was the shortest stint had to be at Cincy, I believe.
I think Texas Tech. He was only
even
there
shorter.
2010 to 2012.
Oh, that's right. He just stayed for the dinner and then left.
That was it. That was it right there. Now we've got another frozen buck. Now an unfrozen buck. We might be pulling the plug on this show early today, sir.
Yeah, I mean, you can hear me though, right?
No, I mean you're freezing a lot, like mid word, mid sentence. So your rectum's failing you again. Let's show a picture here before we get out of here. We'll get to why today's not so bad quickly in a moment, but I figured you'd get a kick out of this one, Buck. We've got a man by the name of Myron Mitchell, who was recently arrested on DUI and failure to obey traffic laws. Yeah, I feel like you can guess the state based on the type of crimes that he's committing. But here is a mugshot of Myron Mitchell.
Florida man.
You're going Florida man?
Florida man or South Carolina man?
Let's zoom in so you can get a much closer look at this guy's look. Have you?
Dude, is that like half a face of hair and half a head of hair?
Yeah. I mean, have you ever seen anything like this before? The guy, so he's a black guy.
Yes, and he's let his grandkids do his haircut.
He's got like most of his head looks like it's bald, but on the right side, he's got like a blonde, a bleach blonde. What do you even call that?
Dude, I could do that. I'm telling you, I won't have any hair down the middle. If you'd like to see me do one of those, I could do that.
You think you could do this?
Yeah, I could do that. I won't do that, but so
it's
I could.
Like literally the right side of his head, and it goes down to his sideburn all the way to like a half beard of blonde. So it's like you said, it's half of his face has a beard that's blonde, and half of, not even half of his head has the same blonde hair. It's like just one giant patch that goes from the sideburn area, almost like where the Costanza look would start, all the way down to the middle of the chin.
So that dude right there, if you just went up to him and you were having a regular conversation and then you just started laughing, issues with you doing that. And I mean, I couldn't help myself. I would say to him, what would you like me to do? Just look you in the eye and just have a regular conversation without like falling down on the ground, laughing my ass off. I mean, come on.
Typically, I'm not the guy who takes pictures of random people in public. That's just not my thing. I like to let people live their lives. But if I came across this guy in real life, I'd have to like snap a picture and hope he didn't see me snapping a picture. You know, one of those like far enough, I'm going to zoom in so you can see what's going on. But I don't really want to associate with this guy. I just want you all to see that this is a real person who exists in our world.
Yeah, I mean, I truly would be like the 3-year-old kid person with no leg and says, hey, mommy, he doesn't have a leg. I mean, screams it out. I'm not bypassing this guy. It's like the lady with one breast hanging out and they want to know, well, why are you staring at me? Because you've got a boob hanging out. That's why I'm staring at you.
Have you ever seen that? Have you seen a one boob out lady?
I've seen it before, hanging out the side.
Please, yes. Please call me the next time you encounter that situation, or FaceTime would be.
I've seen one get loose. I've seen one get loose, and then the lady's looking at me like, "Why are you staring at me?" I don't know. Your one boob's coming out of the left side. What do you want me to do? Not stare?
Yeah. Can you take the other one out too? It's please.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, it would be like, what would you like for me to do?
Yeah. Is this guy like 2% werewolf? What is the bit?
It's a bad bit. It's just a bad bit.
Almost like a lion. He's going with like the lion's mane on like half of his face.
Now, if you were to tell me he's got some mental health issues, I would maybe go ahead and agree with this one.
What is he, Brendan Sorsby?
I mean, really? That's that's not a good bit. It doesn't work.
No. And congrats to Jake, by the way. I figured the DUI and traffic violations would let you know that this was Georgia man, sir.
Oh,
not a Georgia football player, at least not a current one. Perhaps back in the day, this guy suited up for the red and black.
Are you telling me, BK, you could interview this guy for a job and not say something? Could you absolutely say, are you going to do something with the other half of your head and face, sir?
Yeah, I would make it.
You couldn't buy him as just being an individual, just being himself, right? That's not going to work.
He could be a great guy. Now, DUI, obey traffic law. Like, he committed some crimes here, but, good people commit crimes from time to time. It happens.
Yes.
So that's forgivable. I'll give somebody a second chance for that. I will not give somebody a second chance for this look.
For showing up at work like that, no.
Showing up anywhere like that. Even your house like that. I mean, this guy, again, he got charges for DUI and failure to obey traffic laws. He should have gotten a third charge for this due.
I'm telling you, he's got grandkids, and he told his grandson that he could do this half, and he told his granddaughter, "You catch the rest of me on Friday. I got things to do. I got to go get a DUI first. You can do the rest of this for me." Yeah.
They gave him half the haircut, and then that was it.
He only paid for half, and then he's going to pay for the other half later.
Unbelievable right there. So way to go, Myron Mitchell.
Yeah. These people are roaming our earth right now. Thousands of them out amongst us. And this is not at the Killeen Mall. That's not an alien right there. That's not one from the Killeen Mall.
No. No.
Although I didn't really look at him close enough. Can I run that picture back and maybe give you a clue that this could be possibly one that's just checking us out?
Here you go.
His eyes are his eyes are too far apart. I didn't mean they're in a little bit tighter, maybe.
I always thought, the eyes are far apart means they're an alien. I feel like this guy's got pretty normal.
Yeah, they're in a good spot. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So he's not an alien, just a weirdo.
He's trying to come up with some bit. And then the minute you laugh at him, he's going to go berserk. That's what's going to happen. And then you're going to be to blame because you laughed at that guy. Or you pointed at him.
People will definitely side with me if I laugh at that guy. They're not siding with that dude. They're siding with me because everybody agrees with me. I just am the only one with the balls to laugh at him in person.
No, dude, I'm not just laughing. I'm on the ground. I am on the ground like I fell out of that tub laughing. I mean, really?
God. Real quick, happy birthdays in order to Busta Rhymes. I still owe him $200. Tony Stewart, 57. How about Cher? Cher is 80 today. 80.
Yes.
Right on the nose. David Wells, perfect game for your Yankees back in the day.
I wonder how big that dude is now.
That is now 63 is David Wells. That dude was big then. And happy, born on this day now dead, William Fargo.
Of Wells Fargo?
Yeah. Even now we're talking about Wells Fargo before the show.
That's right. I'm watching the tales of Wells Fargo every day. The
tales of Wells Fargo every day. On what's the name of the channel you were telling me?
I think it's True Grit.
True Grit, and what's the other Western channel, like Brokeback?
Giddy up.
Somehow it's more gay than Brokeback, actually.
Giddy up.
Oh, God. All right. We're out of time. That'll do it for a fun Wednesday show. Thanks to Chip Round for joining us. Most importantly, thanks to you people for joining us today. This was a fun one. Great job by you, my friends.
Same. Good job by you, man. Did a great job today.
That was fun. We will talk to y'all tomorrow at 9. Y'all enjoy the rest of your hump day.
Welcome, y'all.